start the audio. For those of you that do not know, again, this is the Coffee Chat Show. Good morning. We are live here on Facebook every Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. The show is then put up on the Facebook page in the video section. It is then about during the week at some point transferred over to the YouTube channel. You can also listen to the raw audio on our podcast, and you can find everything that you want to know about myself and the show at thecoffeechatshow.com. Hi, Debbie. Hi, Rachel. Good morning, Dolly. So last week, so again, for those of you that are just joining us and maybe you haven't caught a Coffee Chat Show before, we are progressive, meaning that I'll talk about something and then the next week I'll kind of loop in what we've been talking about and we kind of go along like that. Good morning, Mary, Ginger. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Coffee Chat Show. Again, go check out the new site, thecoffeechatshow.com. We got a new domain and we're making that the focus of the show now. So you can find everything that you want, the free downloads, everything we talk about, just go to thecoffeechatshow.com. So last week we were talking about what stories you're making up and what stories are you telling yourself, and are those serving you? And really talk to you about how we can't change anything until we first recognize it. So, and we often are telling ourselves a story. We're making something mean something because we're telling ourselves a story about it. So something will occur and then we'll make up a story about it. And then we'll get into a reaction based on our story about it. So it's like there's an event or an occurrence. And then we have a story we made up about what happened. And then our emotional response comes from the story we made up. Our emotional response does not very often come from the incident or action or circumstance itself. It comes from our reaction to the past, which is what we base our story on, right? So if somebody does something to you and it smells like something that happened to you when you were 11 or 12 or 20 or whatever, you immediately make up a story about this thing. Based on your past experience, you make up a story. Then you have a whole emotional reaction about your story. Meanwhile, this thing occurred over here, and that could be true or not true. It might be the same, it might not. But you won't really ever even know the difference, because once you start that emotional reaction, and once you start to vibe out of your reaction, you will actually attract more of that. Okay, so that's how it ends up that people are constantly sort of not being able to escape the past, right? Because they keep bringing how someone says, oh, every time I date someone, this always happens. Okay, well, that always happens because every time you get into a new dating situation and something happens, you start telling yourself all these stories based on the past experience. Then you start getting all emotionally invested and charged up based on your story. And now you do have a future just like the past because of this, because of you. So I have news for you. This like horrible, you know, things that keep happening and the list of grievances that you might have, it's you're perpetuating it. You're perpetuating it based on your stories and your reactions to your stories. So, good morning, Priscilla, Kara. Hi, everybody. I see you all falling in. Nice to see everyone. So let's talk about, let's take this one step further. Kendra Hall just came out with a great new book, and I believe it's called The Stories That We Tell Ourselves or something like that. I'm in the middle of reading it, and it's fantastic. And so I'll actually... next week, because it's upstairs, I will find it for you. And actually, maybe Kim and I will do a newsletter this week, and I'll stick it in there. Good morning, Kirsten, Annie, Anna, Taffy. Good morning, everybody. So let's take this one step further. You've got some stories that are running you, and I have called them conversations, right? I've often asked you guys what conversations are running you underneath everything that you're unaware of. So Kendra Hall actually equates this to stories that we tell ourselves from the past that are running our lives. So it's the same, you know, we're talking, her and I are talking about the same thing. She has a different way of languaging it than I do, and I really like what she's doing in this book, and I'm anxious to finish it. So there's conversations running us from the past. There's stories that we're telling ourselves from the past, and those could be things like, I'm not worthy, or money doesn't grow on trees, or there will never be enough. And we touched on this last week, and some of you started sharing like the stories that you're telling yourself. So this is all, you know, it's all kind of collapsed on each other, right? Because it's the story that you're telling yourself unconsciously that's kind of running your life underneath everything that you have to vet out. Tracy found the book. Thanks, Trace. It's called Choose Your Story, Change Your Life by Kendra Hall. Great book. In the middle of reading it, highly recommend. So you have stories from the past. You have conversations that are stories, same thing. These things are underneath, embedded in everything that you do. And you don't recognize them, right? Like, you're operating, and when you're operating in your life as a 35-year-old, a 45-year-old, in my case, a 53-year-old, you're not saying to yourself, oh, I'm not worth anything, or, oh, I don't, you know, there's never enough money. Or you're not consciously, because in your conscious mind, you know better, right? You know how to come up over that and make a different conversation for yourself. So at the very conscious level, you understand how to navigate yourself. At the unconscious level, you're very unaware. We all are very unaware of what is running us underneath everything. And so that is something that I'm looking at. I'm always looking at that. I'm looking at it more so from the perspective of Kendra Hall, who wrote this book and is talking about it in her book. And I encourage you, as we did last week, when I hadn't even picked up the book yet, but based on our conversation last week, the book popped into my feed somewhere, and I saw it, and I ordered it right away. So Mary's saying, as a young girl, hold on, she's saying she was put in a lot of different situations which a child shouldn't have ever seen or heard. And she still has to say thank you for sharing, but she's not interested. I think, Mary, all of us, including myself, I think, well, maybe not all of us, but a good majority of us that came from, you know, dysfunctionalism, alcoholism, whatever the case may be. In my case, it was highly functioning, dysfunctional alcoholics. I found myself often at 10 and 11, you know, being the bartender, being the one trying to make sure nobody got too drunk so there was no, you know, nobody acting up and acting out. Just, you know, at an 11-year-old, like, right? Lots of things that shouldn't have happened. It is what it is. What happened, happened. I think the valuable part of creating a future unlike the past is to really get into the inquiry with yourself of, what are these stories that I'm telling myself or that are running me from the past? What stories have made up my life? And there might be some that are useful, so it's not like everything needs to be thrown out with the trash. However, there may be some that are no longer useful to you. When we were younger, when we were in the middle of these circumstances, whatever they were for each individual person, you did the best you could with what you had to work with. So if you got into survival mode and you shut down pieces of yourself, or you overcompensated for something because that was your survival mechanism, that is what it is. It got you to where you are now. The value that you can create for yourself at this point and going forward is you can start digging and doing an excavation on, what is running me? What are the stories that are running me? And if there's certain aspects of your life that you can't seem to get a hold of, in my case, it's a messy desk, a to-do list, and getting into the gym 5 days a week consistently, no matter what, 365 or 52 weeks out of the year, right? currently, for the past decade, I run at optimum efficiency for like, it's about 3 weeks, and then something will happen and I have a day where it's off, and then the whole effing thing goes off, and then I gotta like work to get it. Okay, so I'm aware of it. I see it. I've talked to you guys about it before. I'm interested to finish Kendra Hall's book to see if she has some new thoughts on, you know, how I can sort of, there's got to be a story that I tell myself somewhere in there that is running me. And I'm interested to dig into that. I'm interested to finish her book and see what I can see. I suspect, you know, I know some of those old self-defeating conversations, and I've worked my way out of a good portion of them. However, I suspect that there are still some in there that I can't see. Mary says she has a conversation that she's not worthy. I think, Mary, perhaps all of us that grew up in circumstances that were not optimal for a child, we probably all have that, you know. Self-worth was a huge thing for me, and I don't think I really recognized that I was worth anything until probably close, maybe 7 years, or maybe the last decade it started to occur to me. So I'm 53, I'll be 54. So at about 40, mid-40s, I started to actually realize that that was a thing. Like self-worth and my conversation about self-worth, that was a thing. And so I dug into that somewhat. In my 20s, I was just clueless. And in my 30s, you know, my early 30s, I had had the kid, and then I got divorced, and then I was a single mother. And so it was just about survival, honestly, at that point, and making sure that he was stable. You know, getting older gives us the luxury to start to examine, have the time to examine things that we can't examine when we're literally in the mode where it's just like, put your head down and go and just make sure that everything's taken care of. So one of the questions that I would ask you, or that I am going to ask you, and this is something to write in your notebook, what would you tell your younger self? Like, if we could go back in time and you could meet with yourself right now when you were, let's say, 2021, what kind of conversation with you would you have with yourself at that point? And I think for me, it's about self-worth. It's about putting a little bit of money away, you know, just a little bit, like consistently. And it would also be about understanding that you've got one body, and, you know, taking optimal care of it is important, right? Because you've got one vessel for your spirit while you're on this planet. And what would you tell your younger self? Ah, Kristen, stop chasing the wrong people. Yes, for me, that's the self-worth thing. I feel like if my 20-something-year-old self had understood that she was valuable and worthy and, you know, had some, I don't know if self-respect is the right word, but, you know, understood her value, right? My 20-year-old self, if she understood her value, I feel like she would have set up a lot of boundaries and protocols, and she would have kept herself out of a lot of mess. I would say the first 27 years were just reacting to coming from such dysfunction and not really, like, I've been in training programs since I was 12 and 13, and, you know, so I have done Landmark and, like, all this stuff, and so I had the framework for it. However, I didn't really have a deep understanding of what that framework meant or what was possible by using that framework. So you get a different perspective, of course, as you get older. That's the beauty of getting older. I think it would bring you all great value to look at what you would have said to your younger self. And in that, conversation with your younger self, are you coming from that place now? Like, talking to your younger self and you're telling her or him this, this, and this, are you living in those lessons? Like, whatever you would tell your younger self, are you aware of that as your older self? And are you living out of that? Like, I'm worth something, or I've got to set boundaries, or I've got to take better care of my body, or whatever the case may be. Because it's all well and great to give your younger self, you know, this counsel. Does your older self require the same counsel? Are you currently living out of the best experience that you can? Are you currently invested in doing the work that you would need to do to change your perspective and to change your story? The first step to changing that story is to recognize what the hell is running you underneath everything. And I know we talked about that last week, and I feel like that's a question that's worthy of several coffee chat conversations, right? What is running me underneath everything? What is the story? Or you can backtrack and say, what are the circumstances, the things that I feel like I've just been spinning my wheels with that I cannot seem to get up on top of? And I told you, for me, it's the to-do list every day, it's keeping my desk clean, and it is getting into the gym 5 days a week no matter what. And again, I run in cycles. 3 weeks is optimal performance. Then something happens, I crash and burn, and then it takes me like 2 or 3 weeks to go back up into the sea. So I'm forever like this, like do-do-do-do-do-do-do, right? I recognized this, I feel like it's been a decade now. Just like, what is happening? So I can, you know, I'm still in the process of counseling and coaching myself out of this, and it's gotten better, you know. My goal is to have it be consistent. So if it's like a consistent B, then cool, let it be a consistent B. Or if it's a consistent A, excellent, you know. But the whole like A, C, B, C, D, like that's gotta stop. So my questions to you to live in for the week are twofold. One, what are the conversations and stories that you're telling yourself that are running you underneath everything? Really start to look at that. And secondly, what would you tell a younger version of yourself? What's the counsel that you would give them? And do you require that counsel for yourself now, in present day? Are you living like you have that counsel now, or are you still lacking that counsel? And if you are, then it's time to counsel not just the younger version of yourself, but the present day version of yourself as well. Nobody can change anything except for you. You know I'm all about making practical changes and making small changes consistently. This is another invitation to look at, you know, what's stopping you and what's running you underneath everything. So, couple opportunities for you guys to participate. One, as I said, I'm working on the third Practical Change book, volume 3. That's the mock cover. It's called Practical Change, volume 3, My View from Here. And if you have a favorite quote that really inspires you, I would love for you to email it to me. And you can go to thecoffeechatshow.com and find my contact information there. I would love for you to email me the quote, and if I like it, we will put it in the book, and I will thank you in the book for it at the bottom of the quote, like I did in volume 2. We had, you know, coffee chat show watchers that wrote in and gave me their favorite quotes. So I need the quote. I need to know who to attribute the quote to. I need your name and your mailing address, because we'll send you some swag. for taking the time to email it to me. And for the first 5 people that email me a conversation that you recognize that's running you, or something that you would tell your younger self, will send you a little swag bag with a t-shirt, a couple other things. I'm having a new run of t-shirts made, so those will be out soon, and we'll be giving those away. I'll do some giveaways with the new book and the t-shirt. So that'll be coming when we launch the book. This time the book will have a full social media campaign behind it, and that is because any money that this book makes, any profit that comes from sales of the book, is going directly to the nonprofit, A Generous Heart, and will be funding young literacy programs, working with community libraries, funding young literacy programs for little people to teach them a love of reading. So different from the other books, all the profit made from this one, and any ones probably that I do in the future, we'll see about that, but definitely this one, all the proceeds, all the profit after expenses are covered, are going to A Generous Heart. We are in the middle of rebuilding the Generous Heart website, but you can find A Generous Heart right now. Go to agenerousheart.com. That is my nonprofit, and we fund young literacy programs, working with local libraries to help kids develop a love of reading at a very young age. So that's the story with that. So keep listening and watching for what's coming with the book. Again, I am finishing it up this weekend. So if you have a favorite quote that inspires you and gives you a little extra oomph in your day or your step when you read it, I would like to know what that quote is. I would like to know who to attribute it to. I would like your name and mailing address, and I would like you to email all of that to me, and I will thank you at the bottom of the quote, and then I will also, when the book comes out, we will send you an autographed copy of the book and a t-shirt for taking the trouble to email me the quote. And then secondly, the first 5 people to email me a conversation that you noticed is running your life, or what you would tell your younger self, any of those 2 things, the first 5 people to email me with those comments and their name and mailing address, I will send you a t-shirt and some swag. We've got, you know, mouse pads and keychains, and we're always printing something cool to give away. All right, folks. Really dig into these questions. I feel like the answers to these things, you know, will help to shift you from where you are to where you want to go. So, and I encourage you to find out all about us at thecoffeechatshow.com. If you want to join our newsletter, we try to send a newsletter twice a month, which includes a fresh blog from me. We have been terrible at doing it lately because I was in the middle of, you know, switching up sites and moving brands around and things. So, if you do want to be on that newsletter list, you can find that newsletter, sign up on thecoffeechatshow.com. I don't sell that list. I don't use it to let anyone else advertise to you. Nothing like that. All right. So thecoffeechatshow.com, go check it out. Send me a favorite quote that you have. Again, putting the final touches on the third Practical Change, Volume 3. The first one was in 2005. The second one was 5 years ago. Time for the third one. It's called Practical Change, Volume 3, My View from Here. I think that you will really enjoy it. It is much like the first one in its, much like the second one in its format. You'll be able to pick it up and open it anywhere, find something valuable. I'm really big on presentation with my books. I don't usually write anything that you have to read from beginning to end. I more write things that you could pick up at any point, open it, and get something valuable out of it. I feel like that is more useful to busy people. So go visit us at thecoffeechatshow.com and get ready for this book. We're going to be releasing it before my birthday, which is August 25th. We have brought on Macy as our social media consultant, and we'll actually be putting a campaign behind this book which we have never done before. And the reason is because all of the profit that comes from the sales is going to fund the work that I'm doing for young literacy through my foundation, through my nonprofit, A Generous Heart. So anything, any money that you spend to buy this book for a gift for someone or to get it for yourself, it's all going for a good cause. There's not very many expenses associated with this. And so we're hoping to be able to dump a lot of money into the nonprofit and funnel that out to the community libraries that we're working with. So all that being said, I hope you guys have a wonderful Saturday. Go visit us at thecoffeechatshow.com, and I will see you next week. We'll say goodbye to our podcast fans.